From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents a concert performance with Greg Gehring, coming up on Red Barn Radio.
It happened again. Though I'm not surprised, though you've turned your back, I see scorn in your eyes. 1 minute we love, the next one we fight, chasing our dreams clear out of sight. We're the same kind of crazy, same dreams in the sky, although they're quite hazy, and we question why. We go tooth and nail, never follow the sign, yet this world seems sweeter with your hand in mine. Once more you're not here, but somewhere out there, while I sit the fool pretending you care. In the place where you stand, all lovers above, I guess that it's true what they say. You can't choose who you love. The same kind of crazy, same dream in the sky, although it's quite hazy, and we question why. We go tooth and nail, never follow the sign, still this world seems sweeter with your hand in mine. Still this world seems sweeter with your hand in mine.
Red Barn Radio was brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. We'd like to thank Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain for supplying food each week for our musical guests and volunteers. Chef Greg Scott and Sims Pizzeria and Ice Cream Parlor is located just minutes from Lexington in historic Wilmore, Kentucky. For more information, see Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain on Facebook. The Bourbon Barrel Guitar Company and their master craftsman Mike Mankel, who creates amazing artistic and functionally superior electric guitars from reclaimed bourbon barrels. Mike's on Facebook and also on the web at bourbonbarrelguitar.com. The Twisted Cork, Lexington's only drive-through full-service liquor store and bar. They feature craft beer, wine, and all your favorites. The Twisted Cork has live music Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday nights and hosts the Red Barn Radio open mic every Sunday evening, located at Partner Place just off Clay's Mill Road. For more information, they're on the web at twistedcorklex.com. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is Red Barn Radio's guest accommodation partner, providing hotel accommodations for our musical guests. Located in the heart of bluegrass, horse, and bourbon country, the Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is the ideal choice for your next visit to Lexington, Kentucky.
Good evening, everyone. I'm Renee Collins, and I'm here to welcome you to Red Barn Radio's 570th live performance, now in our 16th broadcast season. Tonight, we are pleased to present another night of great live music with a visit from Greg Gehring. With over three decades in the music industry, Greg has inspired two generations of musicians with his unique blend of country, bluegrass, rockabilly, and honky-tonk. At 19, while in his hometown of Erie, Pennsylvania, Greg heard the music of Bill Monroe and immediately set a course for Nashville, a town he would soon take over. Tonight, Greg is taking over the Red Barn stage, so please welcome tonight's guest in a concert performance, Greg Gehring.
I'm all through a store-bought liquor, I'm going back to white. Oh, white lightning, hold on quicker just a light. My fine night, I'm through honky-tonking just to make it through a night. I'm all through a store-bought liquor, I'm going back to white. Well, my baby, she done told me just like she told me every night. Put down that bottle, I'm here and treat your baby right. Well, I have to thank my baby for her advice that night. 'Cause if her there was a store bought liquor and I went back to white. I'm all through the store bought liquor, I'm going back to white. Oh, white lightning's a whole lot quicker just to light. My fine night, I'm through honky-tonking just to make it through the night. I'm all through this store-bought liquor, I'm going back to white. My pockets full of gold. I woke up in the moon, was the same old story told. Oh, oh, I'll never do it again. This time I'll do things right. I'm all through this store bought liquor, and I'm going back to white. I'm all through this store bought liquor, I'm going back to white. Oh, quicker just a let my fine night. I'm through honky-tonking just to make it through the night. I'm all through this store-bought liquor, I'm going back to white. I'm all through this store-bought liquor, I'm going back to white.
Here's Red Barn Radio's Renee Collins speaking with Greg Gehring. Here's Renee.
One of the things I like to do when I'm preparing the interview with some of our artists is I like to see if I can find the most fascinating, interesting quote about them as a performer. And I think I've got a dandy for you. And I believe this came out of one of your Nashville newspapers. It says, Gehring is mesmerizing, bold, vulnerable, and as immediate as an atomic clock. His incomparable guitar playing, a lurching blend of chordal accompaniment, bluegrass, jazzy solos, and frenzied explosions was blissful and intentional, and this is the best part, unshackled to any conventional concepts of timekeeping. Note to practicing musicians, throw those metronomes out. Great compliment, I believe, to your style of playing. And you seem to really feel your music as you kind of go through a song.
Yeah, I'm not really a scholarly type with the music.
Yes.
It's just more about figuring out how to do it all these years.
Well, we enjoy it that way.
Thank you.
So I'd like to first just put some bookends on your life to date and start off with where you were born and where do you live now? And then we'll fill in the blanks.
Well, I was born in Erie, Pennsylvania, many, many moons ago. I've called Nashville my home on and off for the most part for the last 30 years.
Okay, and that's where you're at right now.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I read somewhere that you grew up playing the clarinet. Is that true?
Well, where I'm from, it snowed a lot.
Yes?
And I was bored a lot, so I got a hold about everything I could and just tried to learn to play it. So, but that was one of the things that I attempted.
That's one of the
things. I guess the piano was probably the first thing.
Did I read correctly that Woody Herman was your early
idol? Yeah, definitely. I got to meet him when I was 11 years old.
You did?
Yeah, I did.
In what circumstance did that happen?
Well, there was just a little concert downtown in the old movie theater in my hometown. One but about 12 people there, so I managed to get backstage and talk to him.
Was your family musical?
Yeah, especially my parents' parents were musicians, although I didn't get to know them much because they were much older. In fact, I believe my mother and sister are listening in right now up in Erie, Pennsylvania, so let's say hi to them.
Great shout out, right?
Every thought is just of you. I do what you ask me to, just to be there by your side. Such a tender love I cannot hide. At the dawning of the day, no sunshine when you're away, and the night brings misery when you're not lying next to me. You've been gone so long, yet I'm shedding tears, memories, faded souvenirs. Yet I wait and wonder when I may see your face again, watch you run to my side. Such a tender love I cannot hide.
In the opening that you've mastered every stringed instrument. Are there other instruments that you've also mastered along the way?
I wouldn't say master, but I can play them. But like I said, I don't know, I seem to do about the same on anything you give me. It's okay. All kind of the same to me.
Where did you first find yourself performing? Not necessarily professionally.
I guess 10 or 11 years old, and I played a few things at museums and VFW posts and different places like that. But then I got into folk music, and especially Irish folk music at first, so started playing in different pubs and bars pretty young, you know.
So where did that influence for the love of Irish folk music come from?
I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm
just
always
kind of
just
internally
obsessed with different kinds of music.
Yeah.
And there was a very big Irish community in the Hong Kong. Down past the bottom, falling harder than a stone. Remember any good times I've known, singing low and low, down past the bottom where the devil won't roam. Down past the bottom, nothing left to do but fail. Nowhere to wander, nowhere left to stay. The bottom where the devil won't hate. I got the feeling in your last letter could have been a little nicer, treated you better. Guess we'll have a whole lot of time for thinking. walking and a whole lot of drinking. Down past the bottom, down past the bottom, where the devil won't go. To do but fail. Nowhere to wander, nowhere left to sail. Singing low and low, down past the bottom where the devil won't fail. I got the feeling in your last letter that I've been a little nicer, treated you better. Guess I'll have a whole lot of walking and a whole lot of drinking. Down past the bottom, down past the bottom, where the devil won't hold. I'm sinking low and low, down past the bottom, where the devil won't hold.
I have the pleasure of writing some songs for the great Wanda Jackson, our queen of rock and roll here in America. And here's one I wrote for her one time called Am I Even a Memory? Just by chance, we did meet again. It carried me back to when, but you turned and passed me by, like he saw me through strangers' eyes. Am I even a memory? Darling, have you forgotten me? In the night, in the dreams you see, am I even a memory? When memories don't make me cry, what became of the love we shared? Happiness and the way we cared. Am I even a memory? Darling, have you forgotten me? In the night, in the dreams you see, am I even a memory? Am I even a memory? Darling, have you forgotten me? In the night, in the dreams you see, am I even a memory?
That it was a performance by Bill Monroe that motivated you to want to pick up and move to Nashville.
Oh yeah, and by the way, it's Bill's birthday today.
It's Bill's birthday
today. Bill's 106th birthday today.
What do you remember about that performance that just internally motivated you to just want to pick up and move to Nashville?
I had always listened to bluegrass, not really knowing what it was, but I joined this bluegrass band when I was about 16 years old, and they asked me if I wanted to go to a concert. And I said, sure. And it was Bill Monroe and the Bluegrass Boys and John Hartford. And that was it. I was packing up and leaving as soon as I could to
okay.
come down to Nashville and find those guys and learn from them. I actually spent the next several years on the bluegrass circuit, so I kind of knew everyone before I came to Nashville, because we would all meet up somewhere at some festival, you know, and all playing, and figured you saw everybody about every three festivals. But by the end of the season, you'd seen everybody about 10 times, and we'd stay up all night playing and teaching each other. And, you know, I was especially lucky that I'm old enough to have been part of the, you know, the last years of that.
So did your move happen around age 19?
Yeah, somewhere around there. I actually went to D.C. first. That had kind of become the bluegrass capital, and everybody was living there, and then all of a sudden I went there, and everybody had moved to Nashville. So,
you camped outside of Bill Monroe's nightclub in Nashville, and you started learning from the masters.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of campgrounds, and KOA and everything, right around where Bill's club was, but I believe it's Camping World now or something, but... So I managed to rent a spot right there where I could see when his limo would pull up, and I'd always be over there if he was there. But he was a man about town. He'd always be out somewhere, and we all knew his schedule, so I'd just follow him around and bug him.
So who were some of the masters that you recalled kind of, you know, watching them come into this nightclub or learning from?
I was very lucky that when I first moved to Nashville, Roy Acuff kind of lent me the band. And so I had the Smoky Mountain Boys behind me. So that allowed me to get in backstage the Grand Ole Opry anytime I wanted to. So you just imagine in those days, everybody was still kicking, and it was more like a gathering backstage. You know, everybody bring food and something out of the garden, and the better music happened backstage, trust me. But everybody from the Crook Brothers, you know, way back 20s, old-time bands, you know, Hank Snow, the Wilburn Brothers, Jumpin' Bill Carlisle, Jim and Jesse, you know, I could go on and on and on. There was just so many, I was so lucky. Another new one for you folks, one called Where Has All the Promise Gone? Promise me life would unfold, always have your hand to hold. Let's just memories linger on. Where's all the promise gone? What have I ever done to see love life that you gave to me drift away and pass along? Where's all the promise gone? Where's all the promise gone? Planted all my trust in you. After all we've been through, you left me just before the door. Where's all the promise gone? Where's all the promise gone? Have I ever done to see love like that you gave to me drift away in my soul? Where's all the promise gone? Where's all the promise gone? Planted all my trust in you. After all that we've been through, left me just before the door. Where's all the promise gone? Where's all the promise gone? Where's all the promise gone?
How did opportunity to play fiddle with Jimmy Martin?
Well, that was kind of a dream come true. And actually, I'd pretty much only ever done my own thing. You know, I'd filled in with a few people, and I worked with Lomalee Cooper a little bit. She lost her fiddle player, but I always said I'd only work for two people, and that'd be Jimmy Martin or Emmylou Harris. And the opportunity came up with Jimmy. I kind of put my career down for a couple of years to go have that experience.
If you haven't already, Google Greg Gearing and Jimmy Martin and see some of these really fabulous performances. They're just so mesmerizing and such a great trip down memory lane as well. Tell us about your musical collaborations with Vassar Clements.
He was one of a kind, boy. I wouldn't even know where to start. I'd never met anyone that versatile before, and yet he'd never change his style. But he could just walk right in and play with anything or anybody, from Aretha Franklin to the Boston Pops. I watched him make records, and we did a lot of recording together as well.
What was working with John Hartford like? I read where you considered him a father figure to you.
Yeah, well, they all were, but John especially, and his dear wife Marie, and Benny Martin, the great fiddle player, Cowboy Jack Clements, call him the godfather of rock and roll, you know, the engineer's son. But we were kind of like a little holiday clan, and we would always get together at Christmas and Thanksgiving dinner and just play and play and play. But John was a real character, a real innovator. I was real sad to see him not hang on much longer than he did, because I can remember telling his wife, John's gonna make a comeback, and she said, oh no, baby, his day's over. And I just could see this coming, the revival, you know.
Maybe far over, far over the sea.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with Greg Gearing, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with Greg Gearing after this break. This is Red Barn Radio.